special call for a special moment. We're trying to move access and greater dimension in the spirit. And as I study apostleship and studying certain things that we need to look at, I want to reveal something to you all. And so you got to listen very carefully, because this could be a little touchy if you don't understand what I'm saying. You remember when we went into the grace message, I had to back out of it because God sent me as an apostle that I'd be quite aware of how to minister the grace of God to you all properly without being hyper-grace. And so we backed out of that scenario. Now, there's a testing, I think, in all of us as we try to go further into the supernatural and bring our churches into the original plan of God. The church has drifted away from the original plan, and LTMA, and as your apostle and spiritual father, my aim from all the time I've spent with God over these 40 years is try to get us in alignment with what's going to cause our ministries to be on the front line, going back to the things they were doing in the book of Acts. And so I see now there are certain tests I have to pass and certain territory that God sent me in to find things out real clearly and then have me to bring it to you. So you're really going to have to be strong here, because you have to listen very carefully, because if you don't, you're going to misinterpret. The cross of Christ is the only source of the supernatural. Now, when you read in Galatians chapter 3, you know, we got it, golden verse, in Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, in the 13th verse. That chapter start off by being that the church at Galatia was being bewitched by substitutionary power, and they have turned from the cross and turned from the man thing. And then, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, we have the Apostle Paul telling us of our benefits, or the benefit of the preaching of the cross is foolish to those who perish, but to us who believe in the power of God. So as of now, you know I'm about to talk about the cross. And I'm about to make a separation about the cross that we need to know. Earlier, some 20, 25 years ago, someone spoke something, and I didn't quite understand. I don't know if they understood it, but I have the understanding now, and it's tremendous, but you're going to have to listen very carefully. So he said the only source of the supernatural is the cross. Outside of the cross is false power. Outside of the cross, anything else is false. The only way we can overcome or conquer is the cross. If we disconnect the supernatural power of God, what we're going to have is formalism, tradition, or any other thing that is compared to religion. Now, listen very carefully. The devil can do supernatural things. He can do signs and wonders. We know that by Moses' rod and his rod, but Moses' rod had his, and then some other things. And we know in the 8th chapter of Acts where that man had a whole city bewitched until the truth of the gospel came. In other words, brothers and sisters, some things have slipped in the church on us, and it's so urgent that I talk with you today, because it's something I wanted you to do for me today. That's going to be very important. And I'm really going to have to be your leader today. So to protect us, we need to know that the cross is the only source of genuine supernatural power. Now, here it is. What is the cross? First, the cross is not using the cross by hanging it here, putting it there, or hanging around our neck. That's not the cross. The physical cross in of itself does not have power. In other words, the cross is the tranquility we wear. We might have a cross on our Bible. various variation of the symbol of the cross has no power within itself. The cross is the sacrifice that Jesus offered on our behalf at the cross. The cross is the sacrifice that Jesus offered on our behalf at the cross with all the consequences and benefits. So it's a revelation of what Jesus did through his finished work. Now, the cross itself represent a curse, because the scripture said, and you know it in Galatians 3:13, cursed is he that hangs on a tree, the cross. Now, but what we exalt, we speak of the power of the cross is the perfect work that Jesus did at the cross. Let me say that again. But what we exalt, when we speak of the power of the cross, is the perfect work that Jesus did at the cross. But what we exalt, when we speak of the power of the cross, is the perfect work that Jesus did at the cross. That is what we exalt. We are not exalting the wood. The cross is a sign of the curse. The wood, the sign of the curse. The thief, remember the two thieves? They were on a cross too. All right? Wooden cross, the two thieves. But what we should want to know, But what we should want to know, what Jesus did for me, the perfect finished work of the cross. The majority of believers don't have any revelation of the cross. That is the reason they can't claim something they don't know. Now, here are two very important things, facts about the cross. Number one, the cross, the finished work that Jesus did on the cross, is the basis of God to provide total and complete provision for every believer. I'll give it again. The cross, or the work of Christ on the cross, is the basis of God to provide total and complete provisions for every believer. Number two, the cross is Jesus' basis, not the wood. The cross is Jesus' basis, the work of Jesus. He ministered, listen, a total, irrevocable, eternal, permanent defeat to Satan. The cross is Jesus' basis, the work of Jesus, not the wood. He meant a total, irrevocable, eternal, permanent defeat to Satan. Everything we need now and in eternity, mental, physical, emotional, that's already been provided at the cross. There's no other basis. That is the only source outside the cross. There's no other source outside the cross. There's nothing else. Every financial, economic, emotional, spiritual need has been provided by Jesus at the cross. If we want to receive all things as the cross as our basis, then we will receive everything. Now, here's sons and daughters, here's what I have. God has put me on in another position here that you're really going to have to believe me as your leader. I emphasized there this morning, the Lord brought emphasis to me. First, the cross is not using the cross by hanging it here, putting it there, or hanging around your neck. The physical cross in and of itself does not have power. The cross is the sacrifice that Jesus offered on our behalf at the cross, with all the consequences and the benefits. The cross itself represents a curse, because the scripture says, cursed is he that hangs on the tree, the cross. So here's what I call you for. We're pulling the crosses out of our churches, the wooden beam, and we're bringing in, more so now in our preaching, the revelation of Jesus, what Jesus did at the cross. The wooden beam itself, you know, I got a big nice one. I got all these boys got a knife. When I just talked to Ron, we laugh about it. He had to change and try to find it. Well, I went 40 years without any cross, any symbol of cross in my church, even as a Baptist boy. But 40 years, I didn't know why. Now, down through the years, the apostolic and the prophetic, as well as the pastoral, have been on me. But I didn't know much about the apostolic and knew very little about the prophetic. All right, I'm coming into deeper dimensions now. Now, just as God permitted me to, I studied science of the mind. I studied all that. We studied the grace message until I got to a certain point. My spirit caught some things, and I made the adjustment. I'm asking you to pull the cross out now. All the churches, pull that wooden beam out, not the cross itself. Now, get it straight now. Get it straight. We know that Jesus died on the cross. We know that at the cross, I first saw the light. That is true. But it's the manifestation of what happened at the cross, not the wooden beam or not any other kind of beam itself. So the Lord had me this morning. I had to pull my eyes out this morning. And then I said, now, Lord, I got all my followers. They followed me real closely. We just got rejoicing when we got them all fixed up. And the Lord said, pull it out now, because you understand a statement you heard many years ago, but it was not explained. The wooden beam, all the crosses you got around your neck, or wherever you got the cross at, don't mean anything. It means really, the symbol mean defeat. And I hope I'm getting this cross to you so you can hear what I'm saying. The cross is the sacrifice Jesus offered on our behalf at the cross for all the consequence and the benefit. Now you say, now, Dad or Apostle, you got me, and I build my people up and put it in the church. Just put it out. I'll pull mine out. I may say something by the Sunday, may not. And just start preaching. I'll be preaching this message, I'm telling you, pretty soon. So when you preach this message, you can bring it out. But all the boys, especially the Master Vision Bearer, I was going to call just you all, but we got 88 pastors now. Now, I want you to understand, because I'm emphasizing this, the difference between the wooden beam or the steel beam or whatever you got a cross made out of and the revelation of what Jesus did at the cross is not the same thing. The cross itself, the wooden beam or the iron beam or whatever kind of beam, is a symptom of the curse. It's not the cross wood beam. I'm repeating myself 3 or 4 times. It's what Jesus did at the cross is the manifestation in which we must grasp, and the manifestation what will bring us into the realm of the supernatural, because the cross, the revelation of the cross, is the only source of the supernatural. And so I'll preach this message. I don't know if I get to it this. I won't get to it this week, but I'm gonna preach this whole message. But apostolically, it is nothing to, because it's a very touchy subject. You got to wife with people. If they don't understand that, it will flowboat them, because they'll think you're saying that the cross is of none effect. But it's not. It's not. We're saying the cross. We're talking about the symbols in which I told you put in your churches. And I take full responsibility for telling you to pull them out. And if you can pull them out today. I pull mine out today. Go down to church and take it out. And you really don't have to say nothing. If somebody asks you a question, then you explain to them the revelation of the cross is what we got to come to play with. Where he, as I read the first beginning to you, there's only one source of the supernatural. The only source of the supernatural is the cross. Outside the cross is false power. Outside the cross, anything else is false, which would produce formalism, tradition, or any other thing that is compared to religion. So I was amazed. Again, I'll try to tell you that so many years I went without any symbol of the cross in our church. And that time I came, I was studying under Brother Jimmy Swaggart. He preached, that's all he preached, the cross. He said, you ain't preaching nothing else. He said, you don't preach no other subject, just the cross, if you watch his broadcast. And then I look up one day and said, man, I don't have no symbol of the cross or nothing in this church. And I know why now. It wasn't supposed to be there. I had to go there, I guess, to receive the real emphasis and the revelation. Now, I'm a cross preacher. I preach the power of the cross, the revelation of the cross. I know Jesus did everything for us at the cross. And what we're about to go into is so dynamic by faith, by the anointing, and by the glory in what I'm studying now. and camp meeting would be completely off the hook. We're learning so much at camp meeting, and we're about 2 weeks away. You know, Joshua gives those people some real heart-searching instruction when the enemy was on the inside of the wall and on top of the wall. Tell me, two or three chariots could go side by side. And Joshua told his people to march around the wall seven times and don't shout till he says shout. And they had to do that. And then Gideon's army, 32,000, ended up with 10,000. It took them down to the river of testing, and only 300 out of 10,000, 9,700 went back. I think what we're experiencing, sons and daughters, real leadership here, unafraid to touch the most touchy subject, to get us aligned, go in and get something started and pull it back out. I think what ministers have lost their way is trying to save face when the Lord trying to teach them something. So whatever it takes for you to do that, and if you have any question about this, you know how to get in contact with me. But I'm trying to make it as simple and plain as I can, because people get stuck on symbols and they're not really getting a revelation. And so if the wooden beam is so, you know, some people have three. And that, you know, two thieves on one and Jesus on another. It was three curses. And so make your pull, and later on we'll talk about it at a more extensive matter. I believe I got it cleared up. So that's all I needed. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at camp meeting. I've been doing some extensive praying about camp meeting, and we'll preach a lot on the supernatural. I might be able to preach this very message. I don't know if the Lord led me, the totality of the message, for us to get a good understanding of it. I'm going to turn you back to Leroy. I'm through. That's it. That's a wrap. If you have any questions, call Leroy, and then I'll clear it up for you. Thanks.
Thank you also, Leroy Jr. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. For those of you that have ministry of health workers that have volunteered to help during camp meeting, there is tomorrow just a reminder on our main live webcast page, media.eiwm.org. We'll have tomorrow at 10 a.m. East, 10 a.m. Central Time, we'll have our camp meeting, Minister of Health meeting. For those that have volunteered, they can watch live online, and then we will have it archived.
Unless you have a piece, this is Apostle again, unless you have a piece with saying something about it, the way I pastor this church, I pull it out, I say something when I get ready. Back in the day with Mount Zion, when I made the transition to Word of Life Christian Center, I had a vision at night. The Lord said the church name should be called the Word of Life Christian Center. I called a young man and got the sign made, and within a week I had it hanging up out in front of the church. And the church went from Mount Zion to Word of Life Christian Center. I didn't say nothing about it for over a year. It might have been 2 years. I didn't say nothing about it. It's just doing what the Lord tells you to do. And as your leader, when I see something, I don't care how thick it look or what it look like, if I get a revelation on it, you be the first person I let know, let go, let know. So this is nothing to pray about. This is just a fact that the apostles have seen, and we're going back to God's original plan. And we're going to get more benefit out of the revelation of the cross than just having a wooden beam. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Have a wonderful day.